Good evening. It's good to see everyone out this evening. As is our custom on the first Wednesday of the month, we have our service dedicated to singing to God. We have visitors with us. We are encouraged by your presence. We invite all of us to lift our voices in song. The past few months, we've been kind of focusing in on prayer, and when Tracy and I were talking about talking about what we may want to sing tonight, it came to my mind that, you know, anything that we, when we sing praises to God, we can encompass that in our prayer life. But what we talked about, Tracy and I, and we really wanted to kind of focus in on the cross tonight. So we're actually going to be singing songs about God's love, Christ's love, and then the cross. And before we sing, I'd like to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 9. You know, even today in our society, people make fun of our faith and our hope. And we need to realize that it's not new. Paul writing to the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning in verse 18. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For since in the wisdom of God the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. For Jews request a sign and Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. So I guess we could say tonight we're going to be singing about the foolishness of God and His wonderful love for us. One of the songs we're going to sing, What is Love, in verse 3. The love of God is good and so kind. It patiently waits, no evil in mind. Love bears all things, rejoices in truth. Its faith and hope will make the heart sing. And so as we think about God's love and our faith and hope, let's lift our voices and our hearts in songs and praise to God.
Number 636, we'll sing the first, second, and fourth verses. Since the love of God is shed, Christ is
Thank you. Thank you. covenant for his love.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Amen. can supplement the gospel.